Hey there, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I am here with comedian Ed Helms, star of NBC's The Office and the blockbuster hit movie The Hangover. We're happy to have Ed here to play excerpts of songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so what have you brought for us today?
The first song is Dolly Parton's classic 9 to 5.
Stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
This song is important to me for a couple of reasons. Of course, the movie 9 to 5 came out in 1980. I was 6 years old, but it was very popular in the sort of television rotation for a number of years after that. So I saw 9 to 5 a lot on TV, and I loved the movie. I thought it was the funniest thing. And if we're honest, Dabney Coleman, who is a genius, gave his best performance in that movie as the misogynistic boss. And also, Dolly Parton was my first love, and I didn't even know what it was.
They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
Even to this day, I still think that Dolly Parton is one of the sexiest, smartest, sassiest women ever. And there's just something about her energy where she kind of like has everyone wrapped around her finger. I don't know what it is. She's smarter than everybody. And it's just really sexy. And this is a great song. It just is, it's got a beat. You can dance to it.
That was Dolly Parton's song, 9 to 5, a classic that we just listened to here on KCRW.com. Sitting here with Ed Helms. Ed, what is next for us?
Next is The Final Countdown by Europe. I was like around 10 or 12, and I was very into BMX bikes and racing BMX bikes and all the neighborhood kids. We built a track where we practiced in my friend's yard. And I was one of the younger kids on the block, so I got picked on a fair amount and not as much respect as I wanted. And songs like this, The Final Countdown, were so empowering because you just listen to that keyboard riff and suddenly you feel like a warrior and you can take anything on, right? I mean, it just gets your adrenaline going. There's something empowering about it. We built this big jump over a ravine at the bike track, and everyone was like, who's going to be the first to do it? Who's going to be the first to do it? And I was like, I'll do it. And everyone was like, okay, Big Ed's going to do it. And I think that they just wanted to see me crash and really hurt myself. But I jumped it, and I cleared it, and I was so psyched. And the whole, like, all the kids were cheering and stuff, and it was the ultimate validation. And I ran home and just cranked up The Final Countdown and just stomped around my room in triumph. And the song just, I still, when I listen to it, it just gets my blood going.
It's Europe's The Final Countdown here on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. While you're listening to this, imagine a young Ed Helms hitting this jump on his predator or whatever he might have
in slow
had.
Motion. And you're hearing this bad synth trumpet sound playing.
The final
That was the final countdown from Europe, sitting here with Ed Helms as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. What do we have next?
Next is off of a Simon & Garfunkel album called Benedictus. We're moving into kind of my teenage years when, of course, I was saw myself as Holden Caulfield-esque, but perhaps even cooler than Holden Caulfield, and wow. And more isolated and more judgmental about the people around me. So I would read and reread Catcher in the Rye and watch and rewatch Dead Poets Society and wallow in my kind of manufactured loneliness, and and it was perfect fuel for my teenage angst.
That was Benedictus from Simon & Garfunkel, one of the songs chosen by Ed Helms as part of this Guest DJ Project. And what else do we have here today?
Now we're heading into my college years, and we have a tune called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. My sophomore year in college, I went through this big jazz phase, and this is relatively mainstream jazz, but my roommate and I would wake up like on a Saturday morning, crusty from hangovers and kind of feeling crappy.
With all your teeth. I'm
yes, of course, okay. Of course. But there was a tiger in our room, oddly enough. I just remember multiple mornings waking up and feeling kind of crappy, but the sun's coming in and it's a pretty day and you could smell breakfast. And we put this song on and just blare it down the hall. And it just has the most uplifting, happy quality. And it's just an awesome song with a great spirit behind it.
That was the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with the song Mercy, Mercy, Mercy here on KCRW.com. I've got Ed Helms here with some songs that he's selected for this Guest DJ Project. So what's the last song that you've got for us?
More Often Than Once in a While by the Del McCurry Band.
Well, every time I hear your name, I remember who's to blame. How that I was the first to be untrue.
Del McCurry, of course, is one of the great icons of bluegrass, and I'm a huge bluegrass nerd. This song encapsulates everything I love about bluegrass, which is it's nostalgic, it's got these great double fiddles with soaring solos, and Del McCurry just has one of the greatest voices in the history of music. And it's a beautiful song with a nice key change on the chorus, and then it actually has personal resonance for me because Jake, my roommate, we started a band, we still play together today, but this was one of the first songs that we played together in our college band called Weed Killer, and we covered this song, and it's just always been a favorite. Many years later, Jake and I were living in New York City, and we saw Del McCurry at the Bottom Line. and he took requests at the end of the show, and I requested more often than once in a while. And he said, "What do you think, boys? Do we know that one?" And they said, "Yeah, sure." And they started playing it, and Del McCurry messed up the words to the song. Awesome. And he gets to the end of it, and he goes, "Well, boys, I think we should play that song more often than once in a while."
Nice.
So, yeah, it's just a fun song, and it has a little more personal history than a lot of them.
I still remember the sound of your voice, dear, and the thrill of your sweet angel smile. Though you're gone, yet you're still in my mind. I miss you, darling, more often and once in a while.
That was Del McCurry with More Often Than Once in a While, as part of the Guest DJ Project with Ed Helms. Ed, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/Guest DJ Project.